WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is taking action he hopes will get the purple line moving again. The governor is asking Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch to go to a federal appeals court for an order that would force a lower court judge to issue a ruling in a lawsuit that's been blocking purple line construction for months. Hogan says in a letter to Frosch that he and State Transportation Secretary Pete Ron have concluded that, quote, it's necessary for on behalf of the citizens of Maryland to take action to force U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon to make a decision. The FBI has raided the Annapolis office of a Republican consulting firm, apparently in connection with an investigation into the 2013 Virginia governor's race.
The feds raided the offices of Strategic Campaign Group in downtown Annapolis regarding work it performed for former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli when he was running for governor. Cuccinelli sued that group in 2013 and tells WMAL why.
Many people who donated, for instance, when they used my governor's campaign as sort of an item to piggyback on for fundraising, thought they were donating to something that would help the campaign. And that is not what these folks ever intended.
The FBI has not said what specifically it was searching for in the raid. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Every day, dozens of Montgomery County drivers are illegally passing stopped school buses in numbers that exceed even what authorities had expected. The county expanded its automated school bus camera program last fall, and since then, they say they have ticketed nearly 11,000 drivers for passing stopped school buses. That's about 88 a day. Federal prosecutors are now in on the investigation into a racist incident at American University. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District is now involved in the probe that the FBI was already part of. Last week, someone hung bananas with racist messages from nooses at several locations around the AU campus. Calls are widening for the Justice Department to appoint an independent prosecutor to take over the Russia investigation.
Attorneys General from 19 states and the District of Columbia signed the letter sent to Deputy U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein. New York's Eric Schneiderman, a harsh critic of some of President Trump's policies, is among them. The letter sent to the man who the president credited with the recommendation for firing Comey said, quote, we view the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey in the middle of his investigation of Russian interference in the presidential election as a violation of the public trust, end quote. They urged him to consider the damage to our democratic system of any attempts by the administration to derail and delegitimize the Russian investigation. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
President Trump is contradicting previous White House explanations for why he fired James Comey. Mr. Trump tells NBC News that he'd planned to fire Comey all along, regardless of the recommendations of top Justice Department officials. Environmentalists have an idea that they say will reduce carbon emission and slow global warming.
All the suppliers of dirty energy, if it's dirty electricity, you know, if it's coal-fired electricity, gas-fired electricity, Petco would have to pay a fee for that.
The Chesapeake Climate Action Network's president, Mike Tidwell, admitted utility companies would pass the extra cost from the fees onto their customers in the district.
But they're going to get it back in a quarterly check.
Paid to district residents using money the city would make from the fees. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,919, the NASDAQ at 6116. Sports, the Wizards take on the Celtics at Verizon Center tonight as Washington's down 3-2. Baseball, the Nats and O's were rained out. Tonight, the Nationals host the Phillies. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
Could be getting up to 5 inches of rain.
From accurate and dependable forecasts to the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
Trust WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway struggling right now past the accidents. We had two of them, one before George Avenue, one after Connecticut Avenue. Overall, delays near New Hampshire Avenue. I know it's a little bit better than normal, but now with these accidents, that volume will start to fill in back to 95. So do watch. Be careful. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's just been about the southbound delays mostly, heading south of 198 toward 197. And then you're doing pretty well inside the Beltway. Now, D.C., 295 southbound. I do have a crash reported before you get to East Capitol Street. George Washington Parkway near the overlooks toward the Key Bridge with the stop and go. Do have the volume heading into Georgetown, coming off of Foxhall Road. Canal Road is been a little bit lighter than normal to merge on to that stretch is where you'll find the heaviest delay. On Independence Avenue before 14th Street, that's where we have a crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of sprinkles or showers this morning, then rain developing southwest to northeast this afternoon, 59. Rain tonight, 51. Rain tapers to showers tomorrow, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Manassas, 49 in Germantown, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. An Arizona radio station is running public service announcements with advice on how people can hide their child porn. Find out why at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 8:07 on Friday morning, a rainy Friday yet again. Preview of a rainy weekend. Joining us at 8:35 is Brett Baer. He's the anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. We have a lot to discuss with him. I'm Mary Walter with Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, a former election lawyer in the voting rights section of the U.S. Department of Justice. Want to talk to you about what happened yesterday at the White House with regard to a voter fraud commission. Also get your thoughts about the events of the week, given that you used to work at the Department of Justice. Good morning to you, Mr. Adams.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so here we go. Yesterday, the president decides there's going to be a commission, and it's going to look into voter fraud. I mean, I'm sure that you're pretty pleased by this, right?
Well, of course, because there is voter fraud. I mean, you have North Carolina found 41 non-citizens cast ballots last year. Nevada has found non-citizens. The state of Ohio has found 821 non-citizens registered to vote since 2003. These are the only ones that they've caught. So these are federal felonies. They aren't being prosecuted by the Justice Department and FBI under Loretta Lynch and James Comey. So there's a problem out there that needs to be addressed.
You know, the left, we know the Democrats are all about voter suppression, and that's why we can't have voter ID laws. And we know that Hillary Clinton has claimed that meddling in the election cost her the election. So they should be behind this, right? They should like this idea.
Yeah, you know, this isn't their idea of meddling. They're worried about phantom Russian agents, but not the real voter fraud that's occurring, that's infiltrating our system. You know, in Virginia, we're finding non-citizens on the voter rolls there. We'll have a report shortly on that. But the problem is the Democrats have turned a blind eye to criminal voter fraud. Critics of people, critics of the president are essentially accessories after the fact. They don't want us to get the truth about what's happening in our elections.
This is going to be led by the vice president, who has had some success in trying to clean this up in the state of Indiana.
Well, Indiana had a real problem years ago, and they have started the process of removing deadwood from the voter rolls, occasionally prosecuting voter fraud. You know, it goes a long way to actually bring criminal cases against criminals. But when you have 8 years of inaction under the Obama, Holder, Lynch, Comey Justice Department, you're going to have more voter fraud. When you have a Maryland congressional candidate named Wendy Rosen, who is the Democrat nominee in the first Maryland congressional district, who voted twice for President Obama, which is a federal felony, in 2012, you're going to encourage more voter fraud if you don't prosecute people like that.
But why wouldn't the Democrats want people voting illegally to be prosecuted? They wouldn't make the assumption that criminals vote for Democrats, would they?
Yeah, Democrats have bought into sort of this hysteria that any prosecution of voter fraud is an attempt to suppress minority voters. That, you know, there was a billboard that was put up in Milwaukee a couple of years ago that said voter fraud is a felony. It's a fact, right? Voter fraud is a felony. But they viewed it as some Jim Crow-style effort to suppress minority votes. It's become a clown show on the Democrat side, their hysteria about voter fraud.
Well, I think assuming that minorities are more likely to commit a crime like that, that's pretty racist.
It is. You know, when minorities are more likely to be victims of voter fraud, which makes it even more racist, because in minority communities, you frequently see skullduggery directed at minorities. I did a case in the Justice Department where it was minorities who were the victims of the absentee ballot harvesters who came to their house and stole their vote. So that's the dirty little secret, is certain people benefit from the criminal enterprises in elections, and that's one of the reasons they don't want an investigation.
All right, let's turn to the other news of the week. We've talked about it quite a bit, but what's your take on the events at the FBI with the firing of Comey?
Well, you know, hypocrisy is not in short supply in this town. I mean, a few weeks ago, everybody was calling on Capitol Hill for Comey to be fired, and now Chuck Schumer, you'd think he has a memory of 24 hours. I mean, you know, these are people who will absolutely say anything and assume you don't remember what they said yesterday. They were calling for Comey to be fired. The president, under the law and the Constitution, has the power to do it. He could do it for any reason, and it just was a chaos surrounding the Hillary email investigations, which went nowhere because of politics, and it just got to be too much.
Are there any cases that you see the new FBI director going after that were not prosecuted under Comey?
Well, hopefully voter fraud. I mean, this was 8 years of inactivity, of non-citizens voting in our elections, double voting. I mean, there was a woman in Cincinnati named Meloise Richardson. You can Google her. She proudly said she voted for Obama 6 times. She was an election official. That's a federal felony. And instead of being prosecuted by this Justice Department, she was actually celebrated at an Al Sharpton rally. I mean, that's how nuts it's gotten. When you don't prosecute voter fraud like the Obama holder Comey Justice Department did not, you get more voter fraud.
You know, one of the things that we sort of tried to explore yesterday in this story was that this idea that was being promulgated across this town, that if you took out the FBI director, that somehow it would thwart or have a chilling effect on any ongoing investigations. Now, you served at the Department of Justice. We have heard a number of people sort of knock that down. Not unimportantly, we've heard it from the acting FBI director, said it's not true. What do you think about that? Would it have a chilling effect? Would it set an investigation back just because you fired the FBI director?
No, not at all. The government has its own inertia. The identity of the FBI director is not going to suddenly bring the FBI to a grinding halt. Those investigations are going to continue. They're usually going to be done by solid line investigators who don't care about politics, who care about the law instead. So that's a nonsense argument, but you know, there's been a lot of that in the last 48 hours from certain quarters in town.
Yeah, well, what other nonsense have you noted?
Well, look, I mean, this might be the first time that the Democrats have been concerned about Russian meddling in domestic affairs since 1917. I mean, this is a party that made fun of you for the last 57 years if you talked about Russian influence in America. You were a punchline, and suddenly they're in hysterics because they want to delegitimize the President of the United States and his election. That's all this is.
Now, after all of the dust settles here, who would you like to see sitting in that chair?
Well, it has to be a professional who has gotten their hands dirty doing criminal investigations. It can't be some politician or talking head. I mean, it's got to be somebody who restores faith in the institution, somebody who knows how to do criminal investigations, not just somebody who has appeared on TV and talked about them. It's really got to be a true line professional.
And you're not going to throw out a name?
Well, there's plenty of them out there. It has to be somebody who knows the nuts and bolts of criminal investigations, not somebody who's just a guy who talks about it.
Talking head. Okay, listen, it's good to have you here. J. Christian Adams, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, great weekend.
Brian. Take care, Mary.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hood Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway heading into Bethesda. Still watch on the outer loop, please. That's where we had the crash after Connecticut Avenue. Crews tell me they have everything to the shoulder there. Also had one outer loop as you approach George Avenue. So a bit congested as you head between New Hampshire and Connecticut over toward 270. Out of White Oak on 29, we do have the volume this morning down toward the Trader Joe's and Four Corners, but nothing reported along the way. Where we do catch a break, 270 out of Frederick, just a brief delay at 109, and a little bit of volume now in through to Rockville. No delay to the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge, taking the ride on a Friday, enjoying that. Heading into town, George Washington Parkway south near the overlooks down to the Key Bridge heavy, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. It's going to be sort of spotty showers later this afternoon and into tonight. A 100% chance of rain tonight. And the overnight low will reach down to around 51. High today only really around 59. Tomorrow, steady rain throughout the day. It's maybe another quarter inch of rain, 54. We do get a break on Mother's Day. Sunday, a few clouds, highs in the mid-70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
All right, so, you know, Steve Harvey, we often talk about how, Ryan Seacrest is the hardest working man in television. It may well be Steve Harvey. This guy's got more jobs than you can count.
than Ryan Seacrest.
You need a card to keep up with all of it. And apparently, some people are saying he may be a bit of a diva. I mean, I've never gotten that sense about Steve Harvey, but he put out a memo that has been reported on that a lot of people are going, really? Really, Steve? You're too good to talk to people? He says, here's the memo. I'm going to read parts of it for you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in. No one. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team, he has a security team, will remove everyone from standing in my door who has the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I've been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I'm seeking more free time for me throughout the day. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by, no one. He goes on and on and on.
Well, something clearly happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, something happened.
Well, he did talk about it. He was asked about this later, and here's what he had to say.
So, Steve, what happened with the memo?
I wrote it at the beginning of the year because I was trying to find out ways that I could just get more me time for me. I'm a 60-year-old man, and I could not find a way to walk from the stage to my dressing room, to sit in my makeup chair, to walk from my dressing room to the stage, or to just sit and have lunch without somebody just walking in.
Yeah, you know what? I understand it's tough to be Steve Harvey, and I guess everybody wants a piece of you when you're a big celebrity like that. And, you know, people need decisions about show things, and I can understand why it would be overwhelming to you. But guess what, partner? That's what you signed up for.
But I understand when you're in your dressing room, he said they would walk in and they wouldn't knock. Can you imagine being in your dressing room and people are just walking in without knocking? Mm-hmm. Come on, they could at least knock. And I think probably there was some kind of incident and that was the last straw. And then he went totally the other way with it because he had enough. I get it.
This is one of those things that when you're in this business, you have to interact with people. And when you're in this business, people want a piece of you. And you know what? It comes with the territory.
But you have a right to be in your dressing room without people just walking in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I may go to my dressing room and shut the door.
Well, I sure as heck am not going to just walk in without knocking. Trust me, I will not.
And you make an appointment and ring the doorbell, please. Or I'm going to have a doorbell put in. And it's going to be one of those video doorbells. And if I don't like who's out there, I ain't letting you in. Rosie O'Donnell, by the way, I love this. Donald Trump sort of really trolled Rosie O'Donnell yesterday, found an old tweet that she had written, you know, sometime back saying that Jim Comey must be fired. and he took it and then retweeted it and said, finally, Rosie, you and I agree on something.
I adore this. Well, I just adore this. This is the part of President Trump that I love. I think he needs to walk a fine line. And this is one of the reasons, as we've been discussing all morning, Merrick Garland does the same thing to the Democrats. It totally trolls them. And I think it's wonderful. Listen, he is going to be attacked from all sides. He has to deal with one of the most hostile medias ever during a presidency. Mm-hmm. There is nothing he can do to make this right with them. So I love the idea of trolling them and doing what he can.
Sticking your tongue out at him a little bit now and then. That's not a horrible thing.
It makes the point, doesn't it?
All right. Well, listen, I'll be putting out a memo later about the new dressing room and office policies.
Well, considering we share the dressing room, this might be Heather. The three of us share it, so it might be a little rough.
That's going to change
things. We need partitions.
Yeah.
You know, like they did on the Brady Bunch, we could put the tape down the floor.
This is my part.
Remember when Greg and Marcia divided up the attic?
Then we can go down to program director and say, Bill, she's on my side of the room. She's got her toe on my tape.
And we'll fight over who gets the door. We'll have to get permission.
It's 8:21 on WMAL.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Fairfax or Tuesday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and at the same time, save 25%? If this sounds like something that you would be interested in, who wouldn't be interested in that? Then pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. Have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. You see, Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middleman, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. Thompson Creek stands behind their products with award-winning customer service, and their no-hassle warranty is something you should really take a look at. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. So lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK. Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Heritage to Horizons, Wednesday, May 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Air Force Memorial in Arlington, Virginia. This free concert will feature the Airmen of Note, Air Force Strings, and Max Impact with exciting flyovers and impeccable Honor Guard drill team demonstrations. Tickets are not required for this free concert, Wednesday, May 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Air Force Memorial. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It's 8:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems on Connecticut Avenue heading past the zoo. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Connecticut Avenue, south of Cathedral Avenue as you approach Woodley Road. That's where we have the crash. You're under police direction. Initially, I was hearing word that they were stopping all traffic. So again, Connecticut Avenue each way just south of the zoo entrance for the crash. Please watch through that stretch for police there. On to the Beltway we go, Outer Loop into Silver Spring into Bethesda. Better passing Connecticut Avenue. That crash is gone. We also had one Outer Loop near George Avenue. That's the focal point of our delays right now. Still the volume as you push down south out of White Oaks. Some of that stop and go down past the Trader Joe's, but starts to improve by the time you get to University Boulevard. 270, heaviest stretch right now. Briefly at 109 and again in Rockville. 66 into Centerville, slow. Much better than our normal commute. And as you pass 50 to 123, stop and go. Signs of the earlier accidents. 66 are gone. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Spotty showers this morning, but low pressure coming out of the southeastern U.S. is going to start spreading rain back in here this afternoon, 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 826.
Well, this is a big town for a rumor and innuendo,
really?
And let's face it, flat out lies.
No, tell me it's not true.
I know. It's scary. It's like everybody's a little old lady at the fence. Well, apparently, you know, BuzzFeed, that bastion of reporting.
Of great journalism.
Of journalism.
That's
right, yes. Has been reporting that Press Secretary Sean Spicer has drawn President Trump's ire. They are mad at him. President Trump is mad at Sean Spicer, and that Trump is sounding out aides and friends about replacing Sean, and that's why Sarah Huckabee is there, because she's trying out for the gig.
That's what they say.
Well, an insider, an administration official told BuzzFeed, "Oh my God, for the billionth time, no." The frustration is, do they just must be at the end of their ropes with this whole thing?
I wonder how many times they just want to pull their hair out down there.
Sean Spicer is currently on Naval Reserve duty.
Yeah.
And this is something the left doesn't understand, service to your country. They don't understand how it works, which is why they don't get this, or this couldn't even possibly be an option for them.
And he's in the midst of wrapping up 20 years with the Navy and the Navy Reserve.
Right.
And so, yeah, it takes a little bit of your time and attention, and you gotta take care of all the paperwork. And so, yeah, he's doing that, and it was long planned, and everybody shut up.
And the same official told BuzzFeed, if Spicer had foregone Navy duty, then the story would have been that Spicer skipped military duty. And he's absolutely right. Nailed it. Sources close to Spicer said that the leave had been long planned and scheduled for what they thought was going to be a slow week. And after the news broke about Comey being fired, Spicer asked President Trump if it was still okay for him to do his reserve duty, and President Trump said, absolutely, go ahead.
Yeah.
So that's it, people. You know, climb down off the clock tower. It's crazy.
It's 8:28.
Get to the Memorial Day sales event at LustineDodge.com. Pacifica's up to $9,500 off MSRP. Cherokee's up to $10,000 off MSRP. Ram's up to $12,000 off MSRP. Acres of vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustine can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with DC, Maryland, and Virginia's number one full-line Chrysler dealer under Virginia's largest American flag. LustineDodge.com. See dealer for details and all offers.
The Lustine Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a veterans memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustine Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustine Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustine.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Well, we'll talk to Brett Baer coming up in a short while, and one of my favorite sitcoms has been canceled. And wouldn't you know, it's one of the few out there that has a likable conservative character as part of the show. Wonder how that happened. It's all straight ahead right after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is asking the state attorney general to get a federal court order that would force a judge to issue a ruling in a lawsuit that's been holding up construction of the Purple Line. Judge Richard Leon has had the case for months without issuing a decision, and the governor says it's time to force his hand. President Trump says he had decided a long time ago to fire FBI Director James Comey. He made the remark in an interview with NBC News.
I was going to fire Comey. My decision.
President Trump changing the message, saying now it was his decision to fire James Comey, not the recommendation of the top two Justice Department officials.
He made a recommendation, but regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it.
Contradicting days of statements from the White House.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Anne Arundel County Police say they're looking for two suspects as they try to find whoever hung a noose from an outdoor light fixture at Crofton Middle School. Police are now studying surveillance video. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli says he's eager to see the outcome of an FBI raid on the Annapolis offices of a GOP consulting firm. Now, the FBI won't say what they were after, but the head of the strategic campaign group says it's related to the 2013 campaign for governor of Virginia, which Cuccinelli lost. Cuccinelli told WMAL,
I haven't seen law enforcement pursue an organization like this before, other than for trying to evade donor limits in the federal level. So this is going to be very interesting. It's certainly very unique.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,919. The NASDAQ at 6116. Sports, the rain washed out the Nationals-Orioles finale. They'll reschedule it later. The Wizards need a win tonight against the Celtics to stay alive in their NBA playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both, We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their health care benefits. Working with governments to expand access to health care coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Stop by Potomac Bettles and Plants and pick up a great gift this Mother's Day. Offering a wide range of gifts, including jewelry, plants, flowers, soaps, and other specialty items all moms would love. Visit Potomac Bettles and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 shaping up pretty well through Fair Oaks toward 123. Definitely still have the volume, but accidents out of the way between 123 and Nutley Street. They've been cleared for a while. The Beltway through Annandale Tyson's much lighter than normal. The delays that we had to the Wilson Bridge have already cleared. Accidents on the Maryland Beltway topside between George Avenue, Connecticut Avenue, those have been cleared out of the travel lanes as well. DC 295 southbound as you pass East Capitol Street, that scene of the crash, cleanup was continuing, and near the zoo on Connecticut Avenue. Watch in each direction for the accident and police direction. Connecticut Avenue between Cathedral Avenue and Woodley Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More rain on the move. That rain coming in as we go through this afternoon and tonight, lingering into tomorrow morning. Another inch or more of rain expected. Some spotty showers this morning. Rain for the afternoon commute, 59. More rain tonight, 51. Over an inch of rain possible. Tomorrow only 54. Rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Manassas, 49 in Germantown, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
My campaign and the Russians. The other thing is the Russians did not affect the vote.
And that was President Trump yesterday in an interview with Lester Holt on NBC. Joining us now is Brett Baer. He is the anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. Brett, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes.
What is your take on the White House's handling of the Comey firing?
Well, there's so many elements.
No kidding.
Let me take a deep breath here. You know, listen, the rollout clearly was botched. I mean, it was they came out saying one thing and then the president said, you know, what he said about why he was longtime considering firing Comey. And so I think that they've had to deal with walking that back. And this morning, the president has been tweeting up a storm saying, you know, maybe we should just end the press briefings because sometimes it's, you know, I'm very active and it's very tough to be accurate all the time. But, you know, everyone is obsessing on these different nuances, basically, of semantics. That said, his latest tweet saying, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. I mean, that is, every day is something more unique for covering this president and this administration. That is probably the most so far that has taken this to, you know, a different place.
It would, you know, because the comparisons to Nixon weren't enough. He's got to go and start talking about tapes.
I know. The thing about tapes is that they can be subpoenaed if you look back at the Nixon times. And, you know, I think that this is, he handles things differently in a very blunt way. He uses Twitter. He gets around the press briefing. But it's clearly been handled in a way that made it probably more of a story than the original, which could have been, he fired Comey for cause. And I think that the Russia part of this is a huge, huge element.
Well, you know, what I keep walking away from, I mean, aside from the confusion by the press team over at the White House, who apparently was left out of the loop on all this, no fault of theirs, I looked at some of the reporting that was done in the next 24 hours, and I found four examples of things that were widely reported that turned out not to be true. Chief, okay. I'll give you one example. Rod Rosenstein did not threaten to quit.
It was heinous. It was really bad.
I know.
I mean, Rod Rosenstein said, they said, did you threaten to quit? No. And the stories were all over the place.
How about this thing that Comey was fired because he had requested more money for the Russia probe?
And McCabe said, no.
That's right.
We have no record of a request for additional resources. I don't need additional resources. If I do, I will come back, but I don't. And three, there has been no effort to impede the investigation
in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, and so these things are reported as fact on the front page, and I don't see them walking back. I don't see them making corrections. I don't see them taking those stories down.
They don't, and that is, you know, it falls into this narrative of fake news that the White House talks about, and, you know, while people, you know, make fun of calling everything fake news, the problem is that there are stories that are dead wrong that don't get corrected. And there's some stories that have sightings of 30 sources. When have you seen stories with 30 sources? I mean, that's like talking to the guy outside the gate at the White House. What do you think?
Well, I'm among those who believe that this was just some of the most egregious reporting we've seen. But what bothers me most... Excuse me, I'm sorry, we're all a little chugged up today. What bothers me most about this is that, you know, when you have a bad... Everybody gets a clinker now and then.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you and I, in the course of our career, we've had to walk a couple back.
Definitely.
You know, we got some bad information. We reported something that wasn't quite right. But we always came back and tried to correct the record. They don't even care anymore.
Yeah, and I do think that that falls into... You know, the administration and the president and his calls about this. Listen, if we can all just deal in facts, what we know. What we do know is, despite all of these leaks everywhere, that there hasn't been a leak of a hard piece of evidence of collusion so far.
Right, I know.
Between the Trump campaign and the Russians. I mean, for all of the stories, we haven't had that piece of evidence, and it hasn't come to pass. That's not to say it won't, and that's not to say that the FBI investigation doesn't, you know, bear fruit, but as of yet, it has not. And I think that some of the stories are written, and you're right, in a way that it's already a done deal.
I am fascinated by this, the fact that the media has just gone full-out propaganda at this point. They're not even pretending to be journalists. They're just full-out propaganda, combined with the administration's phenomenal inability to control the message. I thought the Republicans were bad at controlling the message. The Trump people are just, they take it to a whole new level of incompetence. Why can't they control the message better? I thought he would have this under control.
Well, listen, let's say something for the press shop. They're dealing with a president who is on overdrive, and he, you know, has his own printing press in a Twitter feed that they have to monitor night and day. He says in tweet this morning that he's very active. Yes, he's very active. And sometimes I think they get their wires crossed. Now, when they do, or they're trying to assume what the boss thinks, I think they get caught up, and then they obviously get called to the carpet on it, and it becomes a process story. But if you go to the 30,000 feet, like, where is the there? I think we just have to take a deep breath and report the facts.
Yeah, listen, I have some sympathy for the position that they're in, because I know that in past administrations, there's always a communications director who is brought in and looped into it, even if the press secretary was not, saying, you know, we're going to be doing this, and I want to, you know, what do you think? And that communications director would then, you know, give the president and his chief of staff and anybody else who wanted to know what they thought the reaction would be, or how they ought to craft the message going forward, and that doesn't seem to happen in this administration.
No, it's not been handled well from a messaging point of view, and I think they all know that, and it's that's one of the biggest problems. But the other thing is that the president himself takes some reporting directly and responds to it directly and is affected by it, it seems, directly. Mm-hmm. And that too is unique, at least what we haven't seen in several cycles.
Brett, tell us about your extra special report on Sunday.
It's going to be special.
It's going to be extra special.
Yes. There's so much news flying around. We wanted to add another news hour to primetime on Sunday night to kind of get everybody ready for the new week. I'm also going on the trip overseas.
I'll you are?
Doing my show from Riyadh,
nice.
Saudi Arabia. And there's so much news that we needed another hour. So we're going to do 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, kind of a wrap-up and look forward and see if we can get it all in.
I love it.
I'm holding you personally responsible for the Caps performance.
I just I know.
Wearing that red jersey on the air.
It was too much.
You just tempted fate, my friend.
I know I did. I told my stage manager we're never doing another jersey ever.
Yeah. All right, Brett. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. We're in the hot seat again. We got rid of our earlier accidents near Nutley Street. Brand new one here. A lot of rescue units at the scene. Eastbound 66 as you come up to 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. I see at least two fire trucks, ambulance there. Stay to the far right to get by. Now, that is pretty much our heaviest delay on 66. Again, approaching Fair Oaks. Also in Woodbridge, crews were responding to an incident on Route 1 near Ripon Landing. So do watch in that stretch if you're heading on Route 1 either direction. 395, you catch a break on this Friday without any delay off the Beltway. Light until you get to about the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. And better news near the zoo, Connecticut Avenue. Looks like they've cleared the crash. All lanes open, Connecticut Avenue between Cathedral Avenue and Woodley Road. Just some lingering delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Over an inch of rain yesterday, now more rain coming. Some spotty showers this morning. Rain developing again this afternoon through tonight. Today's high 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It's 8:47.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Tim Allen, he's a man's man, but lately he's realizing...
What happened to men?
He's not in a man's world anymore.
I will take the truck, you can take the minivan.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite shows on ABC, the Last Man Standing. And, you know, it is, by the way, one of the highest rated shows on ABC. I mean, it's like 8.1 million viewers.
Wow.
And that's a lot of viewers. It's behind only the flagship of ABC, their highest rated show, which is Modern Family, with 8.7 million. And even so, ABC has decided they're going to cancel this show, which is a runaway success in any way that you want to measure it, but they're going to cancel it. Largely, one presumes, because one of the characters is a conservative. And this just is outrage. I hope somebody takes this show and runs with it, because number one, it's a very good, wholesome family show. Number,
yeah.
You can sit down and watch this with your kid and not worry that you're going to see something you don't want to see. Second of all, it's one of the only places where one of the main characters is a conservative and he's not treated as a joke. You know, sometimes you have a conservative in a show, but it's laughed at. You know, I remember Boston Legal, Denny Crane. Remember that? You know, he was a conservative, but everybody made fun of him because he had Mad Cow. But, you know, I love this show. I hate the fact that they're going to cancel it. Set the conservative stuff aside. It's one of the few shows I watch where I actually laugh out loud. It's that good.
This is personal.
Yeah, and I hate this.
Well, they're also getting rid of, Fox is getting rid of Sleepy Hollow, which is a show that we watch. Now, I have to tell you, it's fun, it's a good show, but I will tell you that we have had conversations about not watching it again when a new season comes up. So, they're getting rid of it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with that. I have to tell you, other than Last Man Standing, which was not a show that we DVR'd,
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
I do.
They're really the only show we DVR'd that is going by the wayside is Sleepy Hollow. So
I haven't seen Sleepy Hollow, but I got to tell you, it's rare for them to cancel something that actually gets good numbers. There's two shows right now that I just adore in the form of sitcoms. Clean, Family Fair. One of them is Last Man Standing, which I hope finds another home. The other is The Middle, which I think is a great show.
I love The Middle.
And I just laughed and laughed and laughed at the last episode where Sue Heck...
Don't ruin it.
I'm just going to say this. It was a dance number, and it was hilarious. You've got to go see it if you follow that show.
Yeah, I love that show. There are several we DVR. There are a couple good family shows out there. There's also The Goldbergs, which is hilarious. Yeah, yeah. The Goldbergs is another good one. So, sorry to hear it, but I'm sure hopefully someone will pick up Tim Allen's show.
Well, it's produced by 20th Century Fox, so one wonders where it might land. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Nah, you just need a vacation. And thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach. One way for as low as $61. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 5/31/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
2016 was the worst year for traffic fatalities in a decade. So what's going on? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. 40,000 people died on U.S. roads in 2016. That's up 6% from 2015 and up 14% from 2014. That's the sharpest two-year increase since 1964. Researchers say the economy is in part to blame. There are more cars on the road than there were during the recession of 2008. Gas is cheaper. More people have jobs than they did back then. One thing, though, while people are talking less on their phones, they are still texting and taking selfies even. Also, the distracted pedestrian is now a thing. People crossing the street probably looking down at their phones and not paying attention. What else? Well, it's still booze, belts, and speed, says the Governor Highway Safety Association. Most of these deaths are preventable then. So always drive safe, buckled in, never under the influence, and put the phone away. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please remove all laptops and
ladies. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious Superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at #MilitaryHeroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors, and the best company to do that is 50 Floor. They'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will guide you to the best choice in your lighting with your decor. They move all the furniture and haul away the old flooring. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio. That's promo code radio and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
The one single thing that will change your retirement, and you don't even need to write it down, it's this simple. You need to learn how to use your money. You need to learn how to use your money.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
It is now 8:55. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we still have lanes blocked on 66 in Fair Oaks with this crash. Eastbound, if you're coming inbound before you get to the exit for Fair Oaks, two left lanes still remain blocked. See a lot of activity, but the tow truck is on the scene. So some positive news as you push through that slow stretch. Once you do get by there, though, it's pretty much wide open to the Beltway. On the Beltway, lighter than normal, loving the Friday break that we're catching through Annandale Tysons. No delays to cross the Wilson Bridge either direction or the American Legion Bridge. So that was checking out fine. DC 295 South. Now, we still have some volume getting past East Capitol Street where we had the earlier crash. And near the zoo, we had the accident on Connecticut Avenue, so you still see some delays each direction between Cathedral Avenue and Woodley Road. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More rain on the move. That rain coming in as we go through this afternoon and tonight, lingering into tomorrow morning. Another inch or more of rain expected. Some spotty showers this morning. Rain for the afternoon commute, 59. More rain tonight, 51. Over an inch of rain possible. Tomorrow, only 54. Rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 8:56.
Your yard has lots of potential, and Cub Cadet can help unlock it with the industry's strongest lineup of zero-turn riding mowers, available with four-wheel steering or lap bar control to deliver the Cub Cadet signature cut every time. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life, and it all starts with your independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning zero-turn mower for a test drive today.
Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, mom will love an unforgettable gift from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 3000. That's berries.com special code 3000. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. Plus, today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. That's right, twice the berries for just $5 more. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's berries, and I know your mom will be too. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 3000. That's berries.com, special code 3000.
Well, on Monday, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, as is always the case. And, you know, this is Mother's Day weekend, so enjoy your time with mom. Yeah. We'll make it a very special time.
Absolutely. I wonder how many moms are getting brunch. Poorly cooked, but they're going to get brunch.
Yeah, and by the way, I know we've been sort of tired of all the weather we've been having. You know,